It's been more than 30 years since my last visit to the M&M Bar and Grill for a breakfast chat and chew with my pals. Back then, we reminisced about floods along the Grand River as flood control neared completion and the crews doing the work would make the M&M their choice for lunch. During my recent return visit, I immediately recognized some old friends and the same local seniors, including relatives who still have their weekly meet and greets over coffee and toasted Westerns. Decades of consistently tasty home comfort breakfasts, lunches, dinners or after-work beer and wings were prepared and enjoyed at the Main Street Diner. Mike Mashaley's family now operates the diner, backed up with decades of the family's restaurant experience operating several of Galt's hospitality favorites. They include downtown eateries like Tops, Diana's and Peter's. The Mashales family must have hospitality genes in their blood. Many of my close friends still are loyal diners, quick to praise the food and friendly service. I've always enjoyed the many daily lunch features and have consumed dozens over the decades. The kitchen crew is always well rehearsed and the front of house staff are still worthy of two thumbs up from this old chef. I've enjoyed so many great menu items at local eateries, it's hard for me to choose a favorite. But one item that most of us have regularly is a side of perfectly executed home fried potatoes. It makes a breakfast complete, and after my last visit to M&M, I have to give a shout out to staff and say keep doing what you're doing. It's good to be back. Here is my recipe for home fries. Breakfast home fried potatoes. I like to use leftover baked potatoes at home just like at the restaurant. After skinning and chopping, set aside and start with a hot sauté pan on medium heat. Add some oil or some clarified butter. Add some chopped onions and cook, stirring frequently. After a few minutes, I season with salt, pepper and a very small amount of baking soda sprinkled on top. This increases the browning and brings out the onion essence. Now is when I add in the cooked potatoes and coat well, lightly tossing and lowering the heat. Let them take on some flavors and color. I now add some chopped green onion tops and fine slivers of purple onion to create an appetizing appearance. When your home fries taste this good aside, you'll learn to use baked instead of boiled spuds to make home fries an everyday side dish. Chef Wayne Conrad Serbu writes monthly for Cambridge Today. The former executive chef also shares recipes and memories from his more than five decades in the hospitality industry on his blog, The Kitchenman.